favors for a friend's mother.
She said, I need you to go pick up my son and put some gas in the car.
But...
And on the way back, the car started smoking.
A fight was fueled instead.
He put the wrong kind of gas in the car.
But he wasn't supposed to put gas in the vehicle.
An 18-year-old does not put gas in a car unless somebody asks him to put gas in the car.
No.
They don't put gas in cars and don't change toilet paper.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Laura Pregenz is suing family friend, 19-year-old Jesse Aiello, for destroying her SUV's engine when he mistakenly put diesel fuel in the gas tank.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 457 on the calendar, the matter of Pregenz versus Aiello. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
How old are you, Ms. Pregenz?
42.
How old are you?
19.
And is he your friend?
Was my friend.
Was your friend.
Yeah.
How old is he?
I believe he's 19.
And that's your son?
Yes.
And they were friends. He was over at the house. And you had to have your son picked up?
Yes.
And you had a driver's license?
Yes, correct.
And you asked him if he would pick your son up?
Actually, Jesse had asked me if he can go and get a pack of cigarettes.
Is that what happened?
That's not true. Yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I've had lots of teenage kids, and I've got lots of kids. I wouldn't have said you could take my car to go and get a pack of cigarettes. No way. I would say, listen, do me a favor. You want to go out, pick up my son. What's your name?
Zach.
Pick up Zach. Zach's got to be picked up. You know, you want to get cigarettes, and also my car needs gas.
Your Honor, the story was my husband and I were going through a very difficult time this past summer. Alex is my other son, who's 17, was at the golf course. And I said, well, you know, Alex needs picked up at the golf course.
He was doing you a favor, and while he was doing you a favor, he was also getting his cigarettes.
Correct.
And when he put gas in the car, he put the wrong kind of gas in the car.
But he wasn't supposed to put gas in the vehicle. That was not part of what was the conversation.
I'd like to hear you. Because I can tell right now I'm not going to get anything honest. Because a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old does not put gas in a car unless somebody asks them to put gas in the car.
No.
They will drive that car until there is fume in it. You know? They don't know how to put gas in cars, and they don't know how to change a toilet paper roll. Those are the two things they don't know how to do. So now I'm going to ask you what happened. You want to tell me?
Yes, Your Honor. Well, I was staying over at the Pregenz's house visiting Zach, my friend. And the morning of the incident, Laura and her husband had been arguing a lot, yelling back and forth.
Make sure whatever you're going to tell me, you don't add anything that didn't happen. Don't make anything up. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Perfect. Go.
Okay. And the morning of the incident, they were yelling and screaming. And they had been separated, so it was getting kind of heated. And I went upstairs, and she said, I need you to go pick up Alex, my son, and put some gas in the car. And I said, oh, what kind of gas do you want me to put? That's a big vehicle. Well, you want me to put diesel in the car? And she said, yes, just go. Yeah. And so I left. I didn't want any trouble because they were arguing and fighting. And I went to get the gas, and I went to pick up her son. And on the way back, the car started smoking, and I dropped the car off.
Now, tell me your first name.
Jesse.
Jesse, do you or your family own a car?
Yeah.
So you put gas in the car before?
Yeah.
And there's no reason why you would want to do anything to harm their car. You were a friend of their son.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, you didn't have an argument with her? You didn't have an argument with him?
No.
No. Now, why would you ask, does your car take diesel?
It was a big car. I mean, I didn't know if it took a special kind of gas or...
What kind of car was it?
I'm not sure what the model of it was.
Well, is it a big truck?
It's a big truck, SUV.
SUV. What kind of car does your family have?
I think it's a Honda.
And is that the only car that's in your family?
No, I drove my car, which is now belongs to my dad.
What kind of car was that?
It was also a Honda.
Now, what kind of fuel does your car take or your parents' car take?
Just regular gas.
Now, did you have money with you?
Yeah, she gave me money.
How much money did she give you?
It was about $10.
So she took out a $10 bill. What was that for?
It was for the gas.
Right. Not for cigarettes. Because you were going to buy your own cigarettes?
No, I didn't need to buy cigarettes.
Your Honor, he had said to me he needed a pack of cigarettes.
Listen to me. If you think that I think he's lying, that you took out a $10 bill and gave him money to buy gas, if you think that I think he's lying, I'm telling you right now, you took out a $10 bill and gave him money to buy gas. Period. And if you tell me that that's not true, I'm not going to believe you. Now, one thing I'm not so sure about, what kind of fuel do I put in? Do I put in diesel? I'm not so sure that he said that to you. But one thing's for sure, you told him to put gas in the car, and you didn't specify what kind.
Even if there was no specific...
Listen to me. Okay. You told him to put gas in the car, and you didn't specify what kind. You took out the money and said put gas in the car. He didn't want to do anything wrong. It's up to you to say the car takes premium, the car takes regular, the car takes this, the car... Whatever it is, that's your responsibility.
I have pictures here of the vehicle, and on the vehicle it says premium unleaded right on the inside of the vehicle, on the plate.
Your responsibility
to
say to him...
It is my responsibility, but I did not ask him to put gas in my vehicle.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not, Your Honor. He said he needed a pack of cigarettes.
I don't believe you.
I was going to give him the money for the cigarettes, and he was going
to
go pick up my 17-year-old son at the golf course.
Don't believe you that you did not give him $10 to put gas in your car.
Cigarettes cost $6.75. I gave him a $10 bill. That is all I had.
For what?
For a pack of cigarettes. It was not for the gas, because my truck takes more than $10 in gas. $10 would not even give him a spit of gas. And I would tell him, why would he put diesel in a regular unleaded fuel? The nozzle of a diesel tank does not even go in there. So how did he manage to put diesel in an unleaded fuel?
How old is he?
He's 19, but it's common sense. How did he get it in there?
They don't have common sense when they're 19.
Even if you don't have
common sense,
the nozzle does not fit in the tank.
That's why a big 42-year-old lady doesn't tell.
I didn't ask him to put gas in my vehicle.
Oh, yes, you did. I'm telling you, a 19-year-old does not put gas in a car unless somebody asks them to, twists their arm.
No.
They don't put gas in cars and don't change toilet paper.
That's not
Period.
True, Your Honor. My,
hey, listen,
my 17-year-old puts gas in and I don't ask him to do that.
Let me tell you something. I don't believe you. It doesn't make sense to me.
But
if it doesn't make sense, it's not true. So you have 30 seconds to tell me your side of the story.
That is my side of the story, but even so, the nozzle of a diesel tube does not go into an unleaded tank.
And?
So when he picked up my other son and Zachary was in a car, Zachary and them asked him, what is wrong with my mom's car? It is sputtering. There's nothing wrong with the car prior to him putting the gas in.
He put in the wrong kind of gas.
He put in the wrong gas, correct.
Wait a second. He put in the wrong gas.
When they asked him what kind of gas he put in, he said diesel. When they asked him how they got the nozzle in there, he said he let it float into the tank.
Are you not hearing me? He put in the wrong kind
of
gas.
Correct.
You asked him to put in gas. You gave him money to put in gas.
I gave him money for a pack of cigarettes, Your Honor.
Well, that was a big mistake. That was a big mistake, to give him money for a pack of cigarettes. Cigarettes are no good for you. Let his mother give him money for cigarettes. He put in the wrong kind of gas. Do you think he put in the wrong kind of gas purposely?
No, I do not.
No, he put it in he put it in out of stupidity. And if you had said to him, instead of fighting with your husband, because I absolutely believe him, that you were having a rip-roaring fight with your husband, and he was in the house, I'd speak. And if you said to him, take my car, here's 10 bucks, put a couple of gallons of gas in it, and remember, my car only takes regular or premium unleaded. And if he did it, I would say he's still an idiot. And if you think that he did something maniacally to get this gas to fit into it, he was really trying to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. He was trying to do what he thought was right, trying to get the right kind of gas into that car.
But if it doesn't fit, why would you try to continue?
That's
why didn't he just stop and even call and say something? I mean, that's...
How old are you again? You want to tell me?
19.
The age doesn't matter. Jesse's a very smart kid. I've known Jesse for years.
Really?
He is a smart kid. Yes,
he is. He's a really smart kid. Then I'm going to ask you this question, and then I'm throwing you out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
He came home, and he was very intoxicated. He came home and he was very intoxicated, kicked over my barbecue. After that, he came towards me and he pushed me and I called the police.
That's not correct.
Okay.
Laura Pregenz says family friend Jesse Aielli destroyed her SUV
when he mistakenly put diesel fuel in the gas tank. Jesse claims it was Laura who told him to do so.
Now, why do you think, since you've known him for years and you know that he's a really smart kid, you give me a reason that I can understand why he would put the wrong kind of gas in your car if he's been putting gas in cars for a while that fit in easily? I don't put gas in a car, by the way, myself. I'm afraid of those pumps myself. I'll drive 4 states away to find somebody who will put gas in my car. But he puts gas in the car. So you give me a reason why you think, and he likes you, and he liked your son, and he had no reason to do anything. According to you, you even gave him money for cigarettes. Why do you think he would put the wrong kind of gas in your car?
I can't answer that, why he would put the gas in when there was no even mention.
Why do you think
gas.
He would do it?
I'm not sure why.
Speculate as to why you think, if it's so easy to put in the right kind of gas in your car.
If it's the wrong kind of gas, I wouldn't have tried to jam a nozzle into a tank where it doesn't fit.
You're 42.
But
he's 19. Goodbye. You're not getting it.
Please excuse, you may step out.
Well, I guess he just took it upon himself to put gas in my vehicle. It was never even mentioned to him.
I was just trying to do what she told me to do, and things got out of hand, I guess.
As a young adult, he should have known better and be a man and take responsibility for his actions.
I just think that I should never deal with anybody's car anymore and probably shouldn't let anyone tell me what to do.
I don't know. I'm just sorry that he won the case because I'm the one who suffered and paid for his mistake.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Severson versus Cheney. Step forward.
Lindsay Severson is suing her ex-boyfriend, Glenn Cheney, for a loan to repair his truck and for damaging her car when he kicked it and jumped on it.
Severson, you and the defendant lived together for how long?
For approximately 8 months.
Did you move into a place together, or did you move into his place or he into yours?
He moved into mine.
When did he move in?
Was in December 2011.
You claim that he owes you some money for a loan that you made him to repair his truck.
Correct.
And then he wanted a car.
Yes.
You said you would help him buy the car by putting the loan in your name.
Correct.
When you broke up, according to you, he had been making payments on the car.
No, he never made payments on the car.
That's not true, Your Honor.
He says he had, you'd say he didn't. Anyway, you took the car.
Yes.
When you left, because the loan was in your name and the title was in your name.
Correct.
And you claim that he got very angry and he damaged the car.
Correct.
So you want him to pay for the repairs on the car.
Yes, I do.
Mr. Cheney says that the money that you gave him to repair his truck was a gift. There was never any discussion of him paying you back.
It was a loan. Money.
And with regard to the car, he says you have some nerve suing him for the car because he made car payments and it was really supposed to be his car even though it was in your name.
That's not correct.
Let's deal with the car first. Now, Mr. Cheney, we agree on certain facts, that the car was purchased for your benefit.
That's correct.
But with her credit.
That's correct.
When was it purchased?
I believe it was around February.
And when did the two of you separate?
In August.
So you had the car for maybe 5 months.
Around.
Right? And what were the car payments?
They were $175 a month, I believe.
And that was because she was able to get a good deal on credit. Did you put any money down on the car?
No, we did not.
So you paid $175 a month. Let us assume for the moment, Mr. Cheney, that for $175 a month, you had the use of a car.
That's correct.
You had no other investment in it. And she took the car because she didn't want to be responsible for paying the bill on the car or insurance or anything else while you're not a couple anymore. So she took it.
That's correct.
Well, I think that she's very smart, and I think that was a very good idea that she did that. And, Mr. Cheney, you had a car that you couldn't have gotten cheaper if you rented a car anyplace else. You drove a car for $175 a month. Good deal for you. So the only thing that I have to determine is whether or not you caused any damage to the car.
No, I did not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you ever have any run-ins with the on-site maintenance worker?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about the run-in you had with him.
He had said something to me.
What did he say to you?
I don't quite remember, Your Honor.
He told you to stop kicking her car.
Lindsay Severson says ex-boyfriend Glenn Cheney owes for a loan and for purposely damaging her car.
Now, what kind of damage did he cause to the car?
He kicked the car and he jumped on the hood of the car. I have pictures of scrapes.
When did he do it?
Dents. He did it on August 3rd.
Tell me the circumstances surrounding that.
I came home that afternoon to come pick him up and he was not at home. I called him and asked him where he was at. He told me he was at home and I said I was already there. He told me he was at a bar then and that he would be home soon. He came home and he was very intoxicated, got angry at me for absolutely no reason, kicked over my barbecue, and then went out and started damaging the car. After that, he came towards me and he pushed me, and I called the police.
That's not correct,
okay.
Your Honor.
Can I see pictures of the car, please?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Cheney, you say that none of that ever happened?
No, no, Your Honor.
Okay. Do you have a police report?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. The police took pictures of the dents on the side of the car, sir.
The dents on the side of the car were there prior to the boom when we bought the car.
Did you ever have any run-ins with the on-site maintenance worker?
Yes, I did.
You did? Tell me when you had a run-in with the on-site maintenance worker.
That day when...
Tell me about the run-in you had with him.
He had said something to me.
What did he say to you?
I don't quite remember, Your Honor.
He told you to stop kicking her car. Plaintiff, when she pointed out where you had damaged the car, also pointed out to the police that there were other marks on the car, which she pointed out to the police and told them that they were pre-existing, that they had nothing to do with you. Then she pointed out the dents that were caused by Cheney. That would be you. Police were interesting. Police pointed out the dents caused by Cheney. The dents were low along the bottom of her car. One of the dents had what appeared to be brown paint smears. The color matched the color of the boot polish on Cheney's brown cowboy boots.
That's not correct, Your Honor.
I'm just reading what the police saw, sir.
I did kick the wheel of the car.
Ah, there we go. Can I see a bill, please, for the car? There we go.
For the repairs.
It won't get there. Thank you. $490. Good kick on the wheel.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Now let's get to the truck repairs. You want to tell me about the truck repairs?
Yes. So he purchased a truck for himself.
Is that after the car?
It was after the car, correct.
What did he need a truck and a car for?
We had split up for a brief moment. I had moved into a sober living because I am an alcoholic. I purchased such vehicle because I needed a vehicle after she took the car back.
Okay. Go ahead.
So he purchased the vehicle and it needed quite a few repairs. At that point, he convinced me that he was in the sober living and it was unsafe for him to be there. So I let him move back in under the conditions that he would...
Whatever. You let him move back in?
Yes. He needed to repair the truck and didn't have money for it. So I lent him the money to get the parts to repair the truck.
How much did you lend him?
It ended up being a little over $1,200.
That's not true.
Who fixed the truck?
It went to a repair shop.
Who fixed it?
The mechanic of the shop.
Where'd you get the money from?
Don't
look there. Look here.
Yes. She paid for the repairs on
Good.
Her credit card.
$1,200. Did you Correct. Pay her back?
Yes, Your Honor. I gave
Show
her
me.
Money.
Show me. That's all I want to know. Great.
But, Your Honor, it was not a loan.
What is this that you're showing me?
Those are withdrawals from my account to her account.
From March until August.
That's correct.
March, you gave her $200. May, you gave her $350.
That's correct.
What was that for?
For bills and for monthly expenses.
For bills?
Yes.
Because you were living there.
Yeah, we were together, yes.
Yeah. June, you gave her $200. July, you gave her $775. August 3rd, you gave her $600, according to this. What was that for?
For monthly bills.
You mean rent, gas, electric, food, what?
Yeah, everything that we shared, yes.
Everything that you shared?
Yes.
Where's your truck?
I have my truck.
That's all fixed now?
It is fixed, yes.
Good. You owe $490 for denting her car and $1,200 for her truck. $1,690, judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy, a gripping ride spins out of control.
You fled the scene. People who are guiltless don't flee the scene unless they're drunk.
I was drunk.
If you are drunk, that means you have poor judgment.
Judge Judy.
He said it was my fault that he fell off the wagon.
No, I never blamed her at all.
He moved up to be with me, and I was not what he wanted.
When I was drinking, I mean, I black out.
I was aware that he had a problem, but he had told me he was sober for 4 years prior to that.
So I don't know. I could have said some things to her then, but I don't know.